The Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus, very first Mishnah, lists the 36 Krisus. Amongst them are, there are only two mitzvahs I say that bring Koras, and they are Mila and Korban Pesach. If one is not gemalt, or if one does not bring the Korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv Koras. Rashi in Parshas Bo, based on the Mechilta, says, the pasuk says, "Yoko itcha gev also pesach Hashem himo lo kol zocha v'atzi kav la'asosu v'haya kez zocha avsochal ove lo yochal bo." So Rashi comments, "Yochal kol hamiskaya yase pesach miyad tamalom v'haya ha'ezach ha'aretz ma ezach ba'abosu avger ba'abosu." That Rashi says we might have thought that a ger who's Megayah, even in the middle of the year, he's Megayah Hanukkah time, that he should be obligated to bring a Korban Pesach. So the Pasuk tells me not that way. Just as a regular Jew brings it on the Erev Pesach on the 14th, so a Ger, if he's Megayah in the middle of the year, is not obligated to bring a Korban Pesach. And it's very, very strange. What with the Havamina? Why would we thought that a Ger in the middle of the year, she'd bring a Korban Pesach? So, in order to understand this, I'm going to come back to this question, but I'd like to say first a yesod that I heard from my Rebbe, from our Goyen Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He said, based on the Gemara, which we're going to have later on in Krisus, the Gemara says, Avoseichem lo nichnasu lebris ela b'mila v'tfila v'atzos dam, that Avoseinu, their geiris involved mila, and going to mikfila and bring a korban vatzostam, tiksev kimulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim mimitzrayim inami mihocha ve'ever olach ve'erech misposesus b'damayach v'omalach b'damayach hayi. So Rashi their comments on b'damayach, it's a pasuk that we're familiar with from Abris, and also which we say in the Haggadah, v'omalach b'damayach hayi dam pesach v'dam mila. So you see from Rashi, the Rav said, that you see that not only is Mila part of the, in Mitzrayim was part of the Geirus, but the Korban Pesach itself, but the Maya Chiyi, that the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was a Korban of Geirus. And you see this also for the Pashas, the Sugin Yevamis, that if a person, the Mar says, if a person underwent Geirus, Mila and Tefila right before Pesach, so he can bring immediately the Korban Pesach. What about a Ger, when it's Megaya, in the time that the Beis Hamikdash was Kaim, had to bring a Korban Geirus, Olas Ha'of? How can he bring the Korban Pesach? He's Mechusa Kippurim without bringing the Korban Pesach. He's a Ger, in the time of the Mikdash, before he could enter the Mikdash and bring Korbanos, had to bring a specific Korban of Geirus. And without that, he's not permitted to eat of Kachim. How is he allowed to bring a Korban Pesach? The answer is that the Korban Pesach itself, even nowadays, if it were in time, the Beis Hamikdash, which serves as the Korban Geirus. It's clear from the language of the Gemara that he's bringing the Korban Pesach immediately after. There is no, the Gemara doesn't mention that he's bringing a Korban Geirus. So you see that the Korban Pesach serves itself as a Korban Geirus. So therefore we see another dimension in terms of the Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach, even each year, is a reaffirmation of that which, of our entering Knesset Yisrael and the bris with which we entered. And now we understand the Rashi, that Rashi, that I actually suggested to Rav, that according to this, we understand why we would have had a Havamina, that a year, even in the middle of the year, should bring a Korban Pesach. It's not just for the mitzvah Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach represents the communal Geirus, and it's part of the Geirus. Therefore, I would have thought that's an essential ingredient of the gear coming into the community. And that's why we see this special relationship between Mila and Geirus, and Korban Pesach, excuse me, that these are the two that two mitzvahs that say is mentioned, the Mishnah that bring Koras. And we also see that an Orel is forbidden to eat of the Korban Pesach, because just like the Bris of Avraham Avinu is consummated through Mila, so the communal bris of entering is reaffirmed or initiated by Korban Pesach. If you look in Ramei Simcha, in the Meshech Chochma, in Bahaloscha, he says this idea as well. I'd just like to add to this concept that these two components of Mila and Korban Pesach, maybe because, as I said, the milah represents the bris of the individual. Avram Avinu represented the lonely man of faith. As Chazal say, Avram be'eva echad v'kola olam be'eva atzene. Avram was on one shore, and the rest of the world was on the opposite shore. Avram on his own, in a world that had completely forgotten and God, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avram was the one who initially through his observation of nature and his great mind and heart, discovered God that had completely abandoned God. So this was that's the lonely commitment of the Jew as an individual. That's represented by Mila. Korban Pesach is the communal obligation, because there is a dimension of Korban Pesach, which is a Korban Tzibur as well. The Zera Avram suggests that we know that Korban Pesach is unique in this respect, that it's Necha B'Chabura. An individual doesn't eat the Korban Pesach. And even if we pass in the B'diev, you can, but L'chadchil, in the first instance, it should be eaten communally, as a family or inviting others. And the Zera Avram suggests, he quotes, interpreting the Mechilta, Minayin, Ata omashim ein lahem liyisol el pesach echad shekulam yotzen bo yidei chavosan tamalom v'shochtu also. And he suggests that if at least one korban pesach has to be offered on behalf of the entire Klai Yisrael, there is a dimension of tzibur as relates to the korban pesach, because that's the communal dimension of being part of the Klai Yisrael. These two merge together in terms of the Gavis process. And we see that by Korban Pesach, in terms of the Tzibur dimension, it's similar to the Korban Tamid, that Korban Pesach, like the Tamid, required Bikud Al Yomim. That's the Tzibur dimension of it. I just want to add one thing in terms of this notion, in terms of the Bris Milah. You know, many people have a concept that if you don't have a Bris, if it's an Orel, that he's not Jewish. Of course, that's not true. He has complete Kedusha Yisrael. And I once heard from a Soloveitchik, he said the name of his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that there was once a Chevra Kedisha in a certain city, that they had a rule that if somebody was an Orel, not Gemal, they didn't permit him to be buried in the Jewish cemetery. And Reb Chaim said that's wrong, because he has complete Kedusha Yisrael. It's a separate thing, that he's an Orel. It's Chayv Kavos, because he didn't do Bris Milah. But however, from the Rambam, it would appear that there is a deficiency in the Kedusha Yisrael without Bris. The Rambam says that the Rambam says in Bias Mikdash, Ha'orel ha'rehu k'ben necha, sh'nera kol ben necha lo orel lev orel basa, lefikach orel sh'ovid chila vodoso, v'loke k'zar sh'ovid aval enu chayiv misa. The Rambam is of the opinion, this is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin and in other places that that we learned from Yecheska ben Buzi, who said, with this part that called ben necha orelev for orel basa lo yovel amikdash l'shalseini. So Rashi interprets there. We learn from there that a kohen orel can't do avoda. Rashi says that's a halacha l'mos misinai. Because a navi ain't navi shor lechadish dava. Rashi learns the whole halacha is if halacha must mean Sinai, and therefore there's no malchus because there's no ashara, there's no pasuk in the Torah. However, the Rambam is choylik, and the Rambam says that a kohen oral who does avoda, not only is it mechal avoda, but he gets malchus. He doesn't get misa b'deshemayim, but he gets malchus. So the question: where does the malchus come from? So apparently, this is subsumed. The Rambam says that the halacha of oral is subsumed under the halacha of zar. He's not a czar, he's a kohen. His father was a kohen. But apparently, since there's something deficient in since he's not a ben bris, it seems that there's something deficient in his kahuna. That's why he's a czar. Why is there a deficiency in the kahuna? Presumably, because the Kedusha's kahuna is superimposed on the Kedusha's Yisrael, and this an orel is deficient in the Kedusha's Yisrael. So it's not, as according to the Rambam would seem, that's not that the Kedusha Yisrael is completely intact. No, there's a deficiency of Pagam in the Kedusha Yisrael, and that's reflected as relates to Kohen, that he's a partial Tzar, not Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and therefore he gets Malkus and Lias Horas from Tzar. So you see that an Orel is there's a deficiency in the Kedusha Yisrael. This comes back now to what we spoke about before, the link between Mila and Korban Pesach, that both of them are chayiv kares because there's a deficiency. It's not only because they haven't fulfilled the mitzvah saseh of Mila and Kom Pesach respectively, but the deficiency is because in terms of being a ben bris and being either the individual or the part of the tzibur, there's some deficiency. As we continue with the Mishnah in first Mishnah Krisus, which is listing all 36 Krisus, mentions va'ochel va'osim malacha b'yom kippurim. If he eats on Yom Kippur and he does malacha on Yom Kippur, here's the relationship between the way it's phrased va'osim va'ochel, as if it's the relationship between these two. So, I'd like to share another thought from the Rav from Soloveitchik, Sechet Tzadik Levracha. So the Rav said, citing the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says there that the Ish Iti, who designated to take the Seer Lazozel from the Azara and throw it over a precipice, so it says shall call sukkah v'sukkah omlo harei mozen harei mayim. It says that at each of those places where he stopped, they offered him to eat on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara says that no one ever needed it, you know, in order to give the Ishiti on this long journey to, with the Shir Lazozov, the Shir Mishtaleich, no one needed it. However, it sounds that if they did need it, in fact, they would be permitted to eat. And in fact, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, in Perek Gimel, the Imkosho Kocho V'tzorach Lecho Ochel. So he knows if he needed the strength to complete his mission, he was permitted to eat. So Reb Chaim pointed out, the Soloveitchik pointed out that it's a chiddush here that he was permitted to eat, because we know for avoda is doicha, the avoda is doicha malacha. We never heard that the avoda is doicha the isur achila, other isur, but that's what you see from this Gemara. So it would seem from here, I think the Rav said this in the name of either the name of Reb Chaim or in the name of his father, and I believe it was the name of Reb Chaim, that you see that the Isa Melech, the Isa Achila, on Yom Kippur, Achila and Shtia, a result of the same Tushas Yom that Asas B'Melacha. And therefore, since it was Doicha, the Melacha is Doicha, the Avod is Doicha Melacha, on Yom Kippur, it's also Docha, the Isa Achila. And for the whole Gemara in Yuma seems to like that, because the Ram says, I'll just quote the Ram says at the beginning of Hilchos Shvisus Osa, V'chein laman p'yashmua, sh'osa lilchos bo, o losuch bo, o mitza lishbos bo, mikol elu k'derech sh'sofes machilu shtir, sh'nema Shabbos Shabboson, Shabbos la'inyan Achila, and others have a difficult l'gabe la'inyan Malacha, for Shabbos le'inyan elu. So just the language of the Ram that says Shvisa, you know, that usually this expression Lishbos mikol elu k'derech shofes mechilo shtia, that achilo shtia, we speak about Shvisa, we're speaking about Melacha. Here the Ram's phraseology is as it relates to achilo shtia. So you see, because it's the same Tushas Yom that Asas b'Melacha is the same Tushas Yom that Asas b'Achila Shtia. So the Rav was mesupik about this. You know, the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva. What's the halach? We know that Mechal Shabbos, Dino Kamuma. That Mechal Shabbos, for many halachas, we treat them like a goy, Dino Ka'akum. And therefore, for example, Mechal Shabbos, if he's a Mumma Lahachis, his Shchit is possible. His Shchit is possible because Shchit is Akum, like a Shchit of a goy is possible. What would be if a person is Mechal, not Shabbos, but Mechal Yom Kippurim? So there's a tshuva about this in the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi brings a raya from a Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin that he's considered a mumah even in Yom Kippur. Because it seems that the Rambam says that if he's mechal Yom Kippurim, he can't light a get. He can't light lishma, just like a goy can't light lishma. So what would be the halacha if a person ate on Yom Kippur? Not that he did malach on Yom Kippur, he ate on Yom Kippur. We also have a dina kamuma. So I think Ramosha thought, I believe Ramosha, the Rav's father, and I believe he said the name of Reb Chaim, said that he thought he was noted to say that he would have Dino Kamuma even to Rabbi Achila, because it's one Kedusha Shayom between the two. The Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus lists 36 Krisus. However, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shgogos at the beginning, Perek Aleph Halacha Dal, the Rambam says, Nimtza kol krisus shibarayis shisha v'esrim, u'bishah haveres shivasa. That for arayis the 36, there are, 26 krisus. In addition to that, there are another 17. So, it ends up that according to the calculation of the Rambam, there are actually 43 krisus, and the Mishnah only mentions 33. And actually it's more than that, because the Rambam doesn't count, there are four that are mentioned in the Mishnah that the Rambam doesn't include, because they don't bring a Chatas Kvua. Amongst them are Pesach, Mila, and Tomei Shochel Kodesh, and a Bala Mikdash Tomei, because those last two bring a Korban Olav Yoreh. So the Rambam's list, and also the Rambam doesn't include Megadev, blasphemer, because the Rambam Paskins, like Chachomim, who disagree with Rabbi Akiva and hold that Megadev is Potter Mikoresh, because it's in Bamaisa. So the Rambam's list is much, much more extensive than the Mishnah. It's interesting, the Gemara also asks, and Daf Gimel increases, it asks, why doesn't the Mishnah count, why the Mishnah counts Machal Shabbos as one chorus? After all the 39 Malachas of Shabbos, it should be 39, each one represent a separate chorus. So the Gemara answers that Shem Shabbos Achasi, Shem Shabbos Ketani, even though, of course, if one would be violate all 39 melachs behelam achas, he would bring 39 chatos. So in order to interpret this, I'd like to quote something which I heard from my Rebbe from the Rav when he said Shurim on Krisus in the summer. He said that the moment it was says Shem Echad, that means that there may be many different asharas, many different lavin that are subsumed under one category. For example, the Gemara says that Isha Ubita, that the reason that the Mishnah doesn't count Bita Minusoso, his daughter from a woman who he raped, Nanusa, we've subsumed it on Isha Ubita because all of them fall under one category. The Shem HaIsa is Isha Ubita, whether it's any descendant of in any way, it's subsumed under that. So therefore, in terms of the Rambam counts many different lavin, but he interprets the Mishnah, that the Mishnah has subsumed several lavin because they're all Shem Echad. So I want to go back to Shabbos. The Gemara says the reason we only count one lav for Shabbos is because, and not 39, because Shabbos is Shem Echad. So the Rav said, you know, one can clear, what is the halacha of the lamites malachas on Shabbos? Is it simply there's one lav of los asa kom halacha? Or is it that subsumed under los asa kom halacha at 39 different isurim? That the lamites malachas are not simply different ofanim, different ways of violating the primary lav of los asa kom halacha, but actually each one represents a different chalos isur b'fnei atzma. This, the Rav said, may depend on the machloek shishonim, tos at the beginning of Bava has 2 days. When you're maso, when you warn a person, when he's Mechal Shabbos, you have to cite the Av Malacha. If the second day in Tosis holds that you do, it would seem that Tosis thinks that each one is a separate Isur, not just it's not just another form of Chilul Shabbos. Each one is a separate Chalos Isur, but they're all subsumed under the Lav of Shabbos. This, the Rav thought, might be the Shaila in the Gemara in Horius, when the Gemara says the halacha of Horius is the sugya deals with the Bezna Hagadol makes a mistake in an Isur that's an Isur Chorus, and the majority of the population of Klai Yisrael, based on the Psak of Bezna Gadol, violates this Isur Chorus. So Bezna has to bring a special korban parhel medavas sotiba, but it has to have a Shem Horor. And the Gemara says if it's Akiris Kol Haguf, if they eliminated a whole halacha, for example, they said there's no Isur needed at all in the Torah, so that's Davashat Stuki Moldimbo, that's not called Horor. That's just a mistake. So the Gemara has a Shaila, you need it can't be akilis kalaguf. It has to be that akilis mixas. Well, has a shaila. What if you're oika one malacha? Because it's evanelam dova lo sha'aka hamitzvah kula. And the one there on daf dalet in Havias, has a question of Yosef, ain chvisha b'shabes mao. Me, I mean, it came into komodi b'kulo, milsu kapitel mixes, key mixes, dummy. Old dima came into ka'akrinle l'chvisha, kol ika kakiris kol aguf dummy. In other words, if he eliminated one of the 13 alachas, he eliminated chavisha, is that called vital, is that called Akiris kol aguf, because he eliminated one of the 30, the complete one of the 39 halachas. Oh no, but there were, he did eliminate the whole halacha Shabbos, the another 38 halachas that, Benjamin has not eliminated. Or, so, that shaila that I've said may depend on this chakira. If the lamites halachas are 39 different, simply ofanim, to be violate each Shabbos, so then that's called, that's not called a kibbutz kol aguf if you eliminated one malacha. But if we say that each one is a separate isur, and the 39 chalos isurim of Shabbos, based on 39 malachas, then eliminating chavisha, or one of the other lamites malachas, would be considered a kibbutz kol aguf. That's one way to learn that sugya. Of course, there are other ways to, within that, to learn that shaila. And, this, the Rav quoted also, would depend also, Tosis asks the question in several places, in Sanhedrin and the end of Makos, why, it's clear from many Gemaras that if a person is Machal or Yontif, he gets Malkus. Tosis queries, why does he get Malkus? Why don't you say that Yontif is considered a Lav Shebechlolos? Because subsumed under the Isa of Yontif, other different ways of being, of being Mechal Yontif, namely the different Melachas of Yontif. So the Rav said, you see from Tosis Kasha, it would seem that Tosis held that it's a separate Chalos Isur, because if it was just different Ofanim, of being just different ways of being Mechal Yontif, then it would be like the Mechal, that like Tosis says, Nevela is not considered a lav shemachlos, because you have nivlas ha-tzvi, nivlas ha-behema, nivlas ha-of. The Tosis question has to be measured within the context of this question of whether lamites melachos represent separate isurim, or the only different forms and fashions for violating the primary lav of melacha on Shabbos and on Yontif. And therefore, in terms of coming back now to the list of the Rambam has a much more extensive list of lavin, because the Mishnah is not 39 simply lavin, but the 36 different krisus. Some of those are subsumed because Shem Echad, like Ishil Bita, and the Ram has by Mishkav Zocher, though the Ram counts Avu Bno and so on as different Avim, but in the Shem Isur, it is a different Ofanim of Mishkav Zocher that are also, and therefore the Shem Isur is one, and the Mishnah therefore subsumes them in these 36 categories.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.